Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there anything more to, for you opening up against the Jets at all?
Yeah, it's week one.
How much are you keeping in touch with them, or have you kept in touch with them or anybody else in the organization?
I'm not going to tell you that.
That's been gone. So I'm not going to answer questions about guys that's not here and what I saw. Right now, I'm looking at what our guys can do. So, like I said, I'm not going to sit there and answer questions on what I saw back then that's not relevant to right now.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great to have you back on board for another Steelers season. 2 days away from us finally figuring out what Aaron Rodgers looks like in a Steelers uniform. And the people that'll have a front row seat for it, his former fans for 2 years in New York, the Jets. Steelers a 3-point favorite. The war of words between the two sides. They both decided to downplay it and not speak nicely or really speak at all about the other side whatsoever. Aaron Rodgers on the Jets. It's just week one. Nothing special about it. Aaron Glenn, the new Jets coach, who made Aaron Rodgers fly all the way to New Jersey to tell him that he was getting cut, won't even offer up a scouting report on Aaron Rodgers. So that is obviously not even a subplot. That is the main storyline to this game. The juicy, salacious subplot for us for the last month has been the Cam Hayward saga. And it does seem like we're closer to getting an answer. Cam Hayward practicing. Cam Hayward out there in pads with his helmet on. Cam Hayward also had a dress shirt on, a button down, like he was going to a formal affair, underneath his Steelers number 97 jersey at practice today. And so now we're trying to decipher what code that is. And the ball knowers on X are saying this is Cam Hayward telling everyone that he's finally getting down to business. The business being his job of playing football for the Steelers and suiting up and playing on Sunday. So it's a little clue that there's nothing to worry about. He's going to be out there and ready to go.
The ball knowers, actually, it was Josh. I said he's wearing a dress shirt.
What Josh gives? Who? Does he have a last
name? Some dude named Josh. And
Josh.
Josh and a bunch of numbers. Bob
Josh, 69.
Sure. I don't think it was 69, but sure. Why don't we go with, let's try, I don't know. Come on, here we go.
This has
I got
really
it
gone
now.
Off the rails here.
Josh, J. Howe, 2687. He likes maybe Le'Veon Bell and Mark Bruner. He said, the D-line started doing this collared shirt business a year or two ago because Loudermilk has a visible one. It's to symbolize they're getting down to business. The collared shirt is, of course, business attire, and I say move over Bob Labriola. He writes the Asked and Answered column on the Steelers website. That is an Asked and Answered. I tweet it. Josh responds with a definitive answer. Cam is getting down to business. You should start wearing blue collared shirts to work, another listener, our buddy Donald, said.
The locker room opened 10 minutes ago. And so they presumably, the reporters, the media, the Mark Cabalis of the world, who's going to join us for an hour later on, have a chance to see if Cam Hayward wants to finally answer questions about all this. He's gone almost a month now without saying anything other than a couple of cliffhanger comments on his podcast this week that left it wide open if he was going to play or not on Sunday. So I would say right now that it looks like he either feels something's going to get done or he's made peace with the idea that it won't and he's just going to go out there and be an angry guy and maybe take out his aggression and ill will towards the Steelers front office on the Jets, which I would be fine with if that's how he decides to come compartmentalize things and motivate himself. I'll show you. Which actually benefits the Steelers, the very people he's angry at, which is kind of funny. Jacoby Myers, who Steelers fans wanted a couple of weeks ago, demanded a trade. Then they asked him this week about it. He's like, yeah, I asked. They said no, and I guess I'm just going to play now.
Can't get
maybe
any.
Maybe that's happening here.
You have to ask. Well, I think Cam Hayward's going to get his money. I think he's going to get $5 or $6 million fronted, and I think it is going to happen not just in the 11th hour, but at about 11:59. I think we're going to find out Sunday morning that the team reworked next year to give him some money up front from next year's deal. That is my prediction. I don't even know if Cam knows that already, and that's why he's out there. I just think that that is how the team is going to handle this at the end of the day. I think they're going to give him what they know is probably fair in the sense that he wildly outperformed a deal that he fully signed, you know, of sound mind. And they're going to dangle a little carrot, but they're going to give him a little treat here. And they're going to just make sure that it's so late in the game and he will have done already so much damage with the public opinion. People are calling him Scam Hayward now, that they're going to say to people who might think about trying this, look what it did to him. Look how we let him twist in the wind. He is literally like the stalwart, the Steeler from these years, right? The post-Roethlisberger years especially. He's this long-tenured warhorse of a player, this locker room leader. We let him go down to the last second. The fans were all over him. Are you sure, X, Y, or Z Steeler, who might be in this spot in a year or two, that you want to continue down the same path?
I think it's better for him than if he doesn't get the money. Because if he does get it, then I don't think... I'm now projecting. I'm now like trying to speak for the people who listen to the show who are Steelers fans and are not in this room. So that's why I'll throw the number out there at 412-928-9370 and they can speak for themselves. But it's necessary to try to get inside your brain to keep the conversation moving.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
I think if he does get what you're saying, like, okay, he's out there practicing. It's another extension of the olive branch. At the very last second, we're going to find out on Sunday, they added $3 or $4 million and problem solved. Well, that doesn't solve the problem for fans, because I think fans now are like, all right, you actually got them to blink. You made this hard. You made me respect you less. You made me mad at you. You better effing go out there and produce now.
He's in a no-win situation with the fans. Even if he doesn't get the money, they're still going to be mad that he did this, and they're not going to have any sympathy for him because they already don't. If he does get the money, what you said comes true.
I think there's a way for him to spin it, though, if he doesn't get the money to win some people back. Not all, but easier for some.
No, I think most of the people cast their lot. They don't like the player asking for more money. They are staunchly on the side of the owner, and the organization and by extension the owner.
But if he came out and doesn't get the money, and whether it's true or not, says something like, you know what, I tried, I didn't get it, but I've got too much respect for this organization and this team and my captaincy or whatever, that I got to go suck it up and play now, and I apologize for all the hurt feelings and everything else. I think if he does that and then has a good year, I do think that it's water under the bridge.
Why would he feel compelled to apologize, though, in that setting?
Because here's why. You brought this up before the show. Because this has gotten so nasty to the point where his brother has gotten caught up in this, and it's absolutely evident from what we see on social media that it's screwed with him, that he might, even though he could not technically feel this way, he might think what's best for me and my brother in terms of our PR and our standing with the Steelers and their fans is to say these things even though I don't mean it.
Do you think Cam's a pretty proud dude? Like, proud of his accomplishments? Just like a...
Yeah,
I mean, he's always like team dad.
I do.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah, I think he is.
I would have a hard time for a guy as proud as he is, who's as accomplished as much as he has, even as a PR strategy,
yeah,
tail between legs when he doesn't actually feel that way. And I don't think I could do it. Well, no, you get to the point where you are ticked off enough that it gets out that you want more money and they don't give it to you, and then you just say, sorry, my bad. I don't think I could ever get there.
I've known you for 15 years. I think in a certain situation, you could absolutely sacrifice.
Not if it was one where I didn't get what I wanted.
Well, hold on. I think you could absolutely sacrifice some of your principles if you knew that if you did, it would make things easier for your family. I absolutely think you would do that. Because it's not, his brother is the one where you clearly see it. I'm sure it's extended to like his he's got older kids. I'm sure it's probably affected his wife and kids too. They're not, his wife probably isn't blind to social media, and he's got kids that are old enough where they can log on and see some of it too. They can even hear shows like this and what the fans say.
I think Cam listens to our show, right. So they might be.
So I could see him being like, you know what? I tried. This blew up in my face. If I'm not going to get my way, what can I do to try to smooth things over? And maybe he says something like that today.
Well, if you're right, what you said earlier in this week, that his post-playing career is dependent on Steelers fans liking him, then
yes,
it would be a greater, then he would see it as a tactical move. I'm going to get these people back on my side so they'll listen to my podcast, and I will, by extension, make more money on sponsorship deals. Like, I think I'm enough of a nasty, spiteful person on the inside that the only way I could ever compartmentalize or ever reconcile saying something like that that I didn't necessarily believe was if I thought it had a good business purpose, mm-hmm, and that I was, in a sense, getting one back over on those people. Oh, you came right back. Now I'm going to make more money because you took this apology. That's how but that's me. I'm a deeply, deeply, profoundly vengeful person.
Deeply, deeply, profoundly,
yeah,
vengeful person, Charlie. Charlie Borges is here producing today, by the way, because Donnie has high school football and was on with Joe earlier. He couldn't just leave it at I'm a vengeful person. He had to throw deeply and profoundly in there.
Did he throw in deeply twice?
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe you can change one of those words and make it even more impactful.
Deeply, resolutely, profoundly, spiteful, and vengeful person.
Well, you moved it to five.
All right. We are getting now, he is talking. I'm just going to give you a quote from, or a synopsis of things from Nick Faribault, who's going to join us later this hour. Hayward says there's been communication between the team and the Steelers, himself, his team and the Steelers. Says the process has been dragging on. He returned to practice in August to get ready for the season and make sure he's ready to play.
I mean, that would seem pretty obvious he's playing Sunday. I'm going to get ready to play, but not in week one. Also, how much is he forfeiting back of that signing bonus? Maybe 800 grand, we figured. We did the quick napkin math.
If they pushed for it.
Well, yeah, we can ask Mike Florio how hard teams push for that kind of thing.
If he just sacrificed the game check, it would be 70-something thousand.
No, but if they pushed hard for it, if they thought he was playing hardball,
that's like
an
extra $700,000. Yeah. Not an insignificant amount of money by any means.
No, that's real money right there.
So he is talking for the first time in 20-something days. We have boots on the ground there. We will turn around those comments. We're also scheduled to be joined by Le'Veon Bell later this hour. The Steelers play the Jets. Le'Veon Bell left the Steelers for the Jets. He probably heard and saw a lot of the things that Cam Hayward has been dealing with when he made his decision all those years back to sit out a season and not sign the franchise tag. He's also boxing Pac-Man Jones coming up soon. I don't know if that's on the same card as the Chad Ochocinco-James Harrison fight. Did you know that they're squaring off against each other?
I think it's a little weird that, you know that I'm the boxing guy on this station.
Yes, I don't think James Harrison and Chad Ochocinco should be in the same weight class, Mossy.
I mean, I don't think Pac-Man and Bell should be. Bell's like 6'2", Pac-Man's 5'9".
But Pac-Man's put on some weight. He's not.
He ain't Mike Tyson as a 5'11 guy fighting 6'4" people.
I think for these events, that goes out the window because now Mike Tyson's going to box Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, I'll pass on that one, by the way. That's
Not doing it for you?
They sell those fights. Yep. They sell those on, I think, the premise at this point, because Tyson has, like, oddly enough, I think, rehabilitated his image way more on the idea that Mike Tyson will catch Floyd Mayweather clean with a real punch and, like, knock his head off. And that just has a zero. You know what you can do in that fight if you're allowed to bet on it? Bet on Mayweather winning. You can bet a lot of money if you feel like it. And in my opinion, not betting advice, you'd just be loaning your money to that casino and getting a slight interest return on it.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.